Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. See, Brad is engineering today. It's really snowy in Minnesota. And he was able to make it in. I guess the others are having trouble. Jason must be having trouble getting in through the snow, having a snowstorm. California's supposed to have a massive cyclone bomb. Lots and lots of inclement weather, rain, flooding. You know, class, I used to live in California for about 18 months. I was sentenced to 18 months in California until my sentence expired. That's all I could take, really. It's this was back in 1980. Mrs. Fennelli and I moved there. And we started this company with Bert. And she worked for a very large defense contractor. And she was in charge of a programming group. And we had massive floodings. I remember that I had an old Porsche 914, and she was driving it to work from Los Gatos to Silicon Valley. And she said, she called me up from work, and she said, so how much water can I drive through before I damage this car? This was an old Porsche. You know, 914 was a joint venture between Volkswagen and Porsche. It was a little air-cooled four-cylinder. Wonderful car. Absolutely extraordinary in terms of simplicity. You know, it had 15-inch wheels. And, you know, you could go 100,000 miles on a set of Michelin X tires. Literally. Easily. Because the tires were not these fat, low-profile tires. They were 15 inches when most little cars had 13-inch wheels. And, well, thank you, Brad. And what a great little car. And, you know, if you bought a quality German car back then and you bought it used, I think I paid maybe $2,000 for it. And I was able to sell it for more than I paid for it. Not that I was trying to make money on it, but it's just that that's what happened back then. If you bought a good quality used vehicle, you could drive it, take care of it, and sell it for more because the price of new ones kept going up and up and up. But anyway, so she asked me, and I said, well, just make sure that the water, the flooding in Silicon Valley is not above the center of the wheel because then it'll damage the wheel bearings, it'll damage the transmission, etc., and don't make waves if you can avoid it. So she was able to get home. But that was the flooding in California, and that was around 1980, and there were mudslides in Santa Cruz, and people's houses were sliding off the hillside, and there were earthquakes. We had a 5.7 epicenter. It was just a few miles away. We lived near the San Andreas Fault. It was terrible. It was terrible. The crime rate was high. I remember that when we first moved there or arrived there, someone asked me what kind of wheel locks I had on my wheels, and I said, what are you talking about? This is 1980. We're talking 40... you know, roughly 42, 43 years ago. Wheel locks on my wheels? Wait, are you kidding? And that was because if you had nice wheels, and this just had factory wheels, but even the factory wheels were desirable, they could be stolen easily. So what kind of wheel locks do you have? So I learned about how the California economy works, and we lived in a rented little house, and the faucet was dripping, so I called the landlord, let him know, and he said, I'll have my plumber come out right away. His plumber came out right away, and it was $120 to replace a faucet back 42 years ago. $120. And I was thinking, you know, I could buy a Moen lifetime guarantee, 10 years on the cartridge, for $29.95 and this guy wants $120 for a cheap faucet? Made no sense to me. It's a half-hour job to replace a faucet. And he said, I'll tell you what, I can do it cheaper, but I'll have to do it on the weekend. And so you just refuse this order, and I'll come back and do it for you myself, and I'll charge you a little less. So here's a guy that's working for a plumbing company, and he was going to steal from his boss. He was going to steal the job from his boss. And then you have to worry about the wheels being stolen, mudslides, the earthquakes, the cost of living. It taught me everything. I'm slow. It taught me everything I need to know about California in 18 months. Gwyneth is with us. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I'm doing really well. I was just talking about my sentence in California, and I was able to get out in 18 months. And, gosh. And you know, now they're looking at you know, mudslides. They're looking at torrential rains. They're looking at flooding. What a mess. And all for the privilege of what? Being overregulated. So, I mean, it makes no sense to me to live there. And I did. I mean, I tried it for a while. But Gwyneth, fireworks. You
have
sent
you
me a... I'm sorry, please say it again, please.
I said, have you heard about the earthquake that they had in Sacramento? They had a 5.2 earthquake in Sacramento. And they've got a levee that is absolutely on the point of crumbling.
Yeah, I was reading about some of this earlier, and people are in a panic and they're getting sandbags. And I got to ask you, what would eight sandbags do? What would that do? What would it do?
Nothing.
And that's what they're getting. They're putting sandbags. You know, if you load a bag of sand, it probably weighs about 50 pounds, and they're putting them in the back of these little Asian cars that don't carry much weight. I'm talking about little SUV-type cars, and they're putting them in the trunks of their standard sedans. They don't hold much weight. So what would five sandbags, that's 250 pounds, six is 300 pounds. What are they going to do with that little of bags of sand? I don't get it. So, and all it does is it encourages the water to not go under the sandbag. But a sandbag, how tall is it? 4 inches tall? I don't get it. I really don't get it. And it seems to me that maybe people are putting them around their doors. And here's a classic example of what not to do. What you should not do is have a house that the threshold that you step over to go through your front door or back door or side doors is level with the sidewalk or level with the land. You really want to step up into your house if it's an area that has rain. And if you think about it, how high above the street are a lot of these houses? And how high above the street level or the sidewalk level are the basements? The basements are below the street level. Think about that. So the idea is really to make sure that you're high up when you build so that your basement doesn't become a swimming pool that fills with sludge and cross-connected sludge with the water treatment plant and your neighbor's lagoons and septic systems. That's what ends up in your basement. Makes no sense, right? Gwyneth?
I tell you what, you guys, you're talking about areas with rain, and a lot of areas of California, you wouldn't think that they had rain. But if you're living in an arid or a semi-arid area, you need to if you're in an area with regular rainfall. Because if you're in one of these areas that does not have regular rainfall, where it may only rain a few times a year, when it rains, it absolutely pours. And you might get 20 or 30 millimeters within 15 minutes. And when you get that level of rainfall, you need to either get it into some sort of a swale or a water holding system, or you need to get it off the place really quickly, depending on your circumstances. So you either need to get it soaked in somewhere really quick, which is best if you're in a farming situation, or you need to get it off your land. And you're not going to do that if you have a small gutter. And a lot of areas of California, they don't get, but you think they don't get much rain. But when it does rain, it rains. You know, and the other thing about arid and semi-arid areas, sometimes they go through flood cycles where it might rain every single day for 3 months. And that's when it's going through a flood cycle. And that's another circumstance where you need to get rid of that water off your land, or you need to soak it in, one or the other. And if you're a farmer, I had somebody the other day on a, because I listen to a lot of permaculture. Now, farmers want to get rid of water off their land. I don't know, maybe it was you that said it. But I think, I was nodding my head and I said, yeah, you're right, it's insanity. Why does a farmer ever want to get rid of water? And then they whinge and they moan and they complain when they don't have any, when they've set up their whole farming system so that they don't have water. And then when they don't have water, they go to cry to the government about it and want all sorts of support and the US DAR and all the rest of them. You know? It's crazy. What are they? Water on your farm, then set up your farm so that every time it rains, the water soaks into the soil. That's what you do. And you do that by digging trenches on contour, which means you go to the hillside and you figure out how you would need to walk across that hillside. Oh gosh, I'm just worried. To neither walk up nor down, okay? So you're walking on a straight line, walking neither up nor down on that hillside, and then you dig a trench there, and you pile up the soil on the downhill side of the trench. And if you do that, when it rains, the water will flow off the hillside into the trench and will soak in, and then you make an overflow. So that when it overflows, and you make it about three times bigger than what you think you'll need. Because that overflow is going to have to cope with flood years as well. And you want for your swale to not wash away in a flood year. So you need to make it about three times bigger than what you need. That means three times wider. Not necessarily three times deeper, because, you know, you want to maintain the level of the bottom of the overflow. Because, oh my gosh, another yawn. It's 10 past out, so 19 minutes past 2 in the morning here. I've only been awake for about half an hour.
Yeah, Gwyneth, we're going into a break. We're going to break. I've got a couple comments when we come back about soil and rain and water. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation
reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So we're talking about water. We're talking about runoff. And gutters and leaders and downspouts and splash blocks and things like that. And here's a point, class. So the purpose of your gutters on your roof is to collect the water so it doesn't drip from, let's say, 8, 10, 12 feet in the air straight down, drip, 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 against the foundation. And it would create a little depression in the soil there over time. And then what would happen is the water would collect there and it would run straight down and it would permeate the soil. And ultimately, if you have a basement, leak into the basement. Or if you don't have a basement, it would soften the soil and loosen the slab that your house is on or your building is on, cause the slab to crack, and then water would come up through the crack or moisture. So you don't want any of that to happen. So you really want to make sure that you have leaders away from the downspouts. So you don't want the water to just come off your roof, travel through the gutters, down the downspouts, and then end up pooling around your house. You want to send it away. So you want to have a slope away from your foundation so the water runs away from your house, not puddles up next to your house. That's one thing. Next thing is grass. So why do people have lawns? Well, because if they didn't have lawns, they'd have mud when it rained. And what the grass does is it acts like a filter. It slows down the rainwater that runs across your land. Because if you don't slow it down, you will have little rivulets, you'll have streams, and you'll have depressions that'll get deeper and deeper and deeper, and you will have soil erosion. So what used to be your yard will now be your neighbor's yard, who lives a little bit lower in elevation than your yard. So the idea is you really want to have, I guess, what nature put there. So there are grasses and there are trees and there are shrubs. And that's what you want to hold the soil in place so the soil doesn't take off on you. And how much soil are we talking about? We're very careful with our grasses here at the farm and our trees, because if we don't take care of it, our farm will end up being our neighbor's farm as it runs downhill. And we don't want that to happen. So we take very good care of the grass, make sure that we fertilize it naturally. And frankly, over the weekend, that's exactly what I was doing. After class, I got on that old antique tractor, 1974 Ford 3000 diesel tractor, manual steering, and I went around in circles. I pulled the chain harrow drag, 10 feet by 10 feet. It's about half inch steel. It's really, really heavy. It probably weighs 500 pounds. And I drag that through the cow manure. When the cow manure is soft, has moisture in it, and I can easily spread it without damaging the grass. And I take I took pictures of this for the book many times, and even yesterday, most recently, for the book, 5-Minute University, so you can see exactly what happens when you drag through a cow pie and how you can take a pie that's, oh, let's say, roughly 12 inches in diameter by 8 inches high, and you can spread that about 20 feet. So that becomes a strip of fertilizer 20 feet long by, let's say, a foot wide. And it works. The sun dries it out, and it becomes fertilizer very, very quickly. Otherwise, it's toxic to the cows and has biologicals in them to give them worms. So what we're saying is you need to take care of the land. And if you have water, it's crazy to get rid of it. You know, you if you have a depression in the land, you can dig it out and collect even more water there if it's the right location. We've got about, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 ponds on our farm, and they're locations that were low. They were dug out, and now they're ponds, and they hold thousands and thousands of gallons of water, maybe even some millions of gallons of water. And what would you want water for? Well, everything that lives needs water. Everything. So, and if you have a fire, what a great place to get the water. If you need to pump it out and put out a fire, right? So, just a couple thoughts about water. And Gwyneth is absolutely right. Don't waste it. Make use of it. And, you know, farmers complain about water all the time. Exactly what Gwyneth said. Too much, they don't like it. Too little, they don't like it. So how often is it just perfect? Not so often, right? We'll be right back.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You USA News Update. The NFL pushed ahead Tuesday with a difficult balancing act navigating players' emotions after Buffalo's safety DeMar Hamlin's shocking cardiac arrest with a tight playoff schedule, and emphasizing Hamlin's health was its main focus. The league informed the Buffalo Bills and the Cincinnati Bengals that their game, suspended Monday, would not be resumed this week, while the Week 18 schedule remains unchanged for now. The game was suspended in the first quarter when Hamlin suffered the cardiac arrest after making a tackle. The 24-year-old Hamlin remains in critical condition a day after the Bills said his heart stopped following the seemingly routine play. Hamlin tackled Bengals wide receiver T. Higgins, who led with a shoulder, then briefly got up before collapsing. About 600 people alive today can't have children because California's government sterilized them either against their will or without their knowledge, and now the state is trying to find them so they can pay them at least $15,000 each in reparations. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yeah, I got a call on Monday, and Rich called me and he said, "Hey," I said, "Hey, Rich, how are you?" And he said, "So, you're not going to believe what he said." As he said, "I got so much information, and would you like to take the day off?" And I said, "Wow, you know, I could really use the time." on Tuesday. I really could, because I am working on experimenting and prototyping for our farm a way of reducing the cost of refrigeration. And we have a commercial freezer that we bought used just for the campsite. We have some absolutely spectacular beef patties, beef jerky, steaks, the whole nine yards for our guests at the campsite when we open it. And that's going to be soon. And so to cut down the amount of electricity that is used by this 49-cubic-foot freezer, it's all freezer, it's a commercial freezer, I'm experimenting with reducing the pressure of the refrigeration system by changing the refrigerant. And I'll let you all know how it works, but I have a feeling that I'm going to be able to reduce the cost of operating that refrigerator, well, the freezer, by about easily 25%, easily, maybe even more. So I'll let you know how that goes, and I'll let you know how I did it once I've accomplished and tested the system. But I wanted to let you know, class, that as far as the campground is concerned, we now have 24 campsites. 2-4. You know, we were going to start out with a few. We now have the space for 24 of them. I was out there yesterday taking pictures of them. The creek is running wide open throttle. It is magnificent. It was about 65 degrees outside. I'm looking out the studio window. The grass is green, magnificent green. And just think, 2 weeks ago, Joe turned off the sun, turned on the cold, got us an Arctic blast, and we're at minus 7 degrees. The plants don't know what to do. The animals don't know what to do. The grass thinks it's springtime. And it's all manipulated. And it can change on a dime. So I just wanted to let you know that the things that we wanted to do, we modified the entrance to our farm so that it would be much, much wider, so wider vehicles could get in here. You know, small pickup trucks with camper trailers. Not too many. We might have about three or four spaces for those, and that would be about it. We don't want the trucks driving all over the farm and tearing up the grass. But it's really designed for tent camping, for the most part. We have the brown eggs, we have the tan eggs, we have light pink colored eggs, and we have blue eggs. And we have Natural Farms brand eggs and USDA inspected Natural Farms brand beef. And we've got the firewood and we've got the fire pits, and each campsite is about 100 feet from the other campsites. They're all along the creek. It is truly nature in full glory. No question about it. I was in awe as I walked with the camera taking pictures of the camping area. It is truly magnificent. And what's really nice is most of the time you will be able to hear the cows and see the cows right on the other side of the fence that adjoins the campgrounds. Absolutely spectacular. And I was thinking about this morning. I have a small problem, but I know our guests will solve it for me. You know, those that smoke cigarettes, what do you do with the cigarette butts? Well, we can't have them just thrown on the ground and crushed into the grass, because ultimately the cows are going to find them. And the way we've designed this campground is not to go out there with lawnmowers and mow it. The idea is we're going to have periods of maintenance where the cows will spend, you know, a couple weeks, and they will trim and clean up everything. They will mow it for us, and they're really efficient at it. But we can't have them eating cigarette butts and candy wrappers and things like that. So we are going to depend on our guests to leave no trace. And that's a requirement. Gwyneth, what are your thoughts about that?
That's a great idea, you know. And the thing about where you are living, I think I pointed this out in a previous broadcast, was that you know, thousands of years ago, before there were any people where you live, you had an oak savanna grassland, which was inhabited by bison, a type of cattle, and also this grassland was so productive that you even had elephants where you are called mastodon, which are the biggest elephants that have ever lived on the earth. And where you live is the mastodon habitat of the whole of North America. There's probably been more mastodon skeletons found within, let's say, a couple of hundred miles of where you are. Because, like, a couple of hundred miles is like a few afternoons walk for a mastodon. Okay, they were big creatures, and they were migratory creatures. But they lived where you are, and you've had more mastodon skeletons found in your vicinity than practically anywhere else in the United States. So you're sitting on elephant grassland, elephant habitat. And an elephant is a hungry creature. It's a big animal and takes a lot to feed. And it makes perfect sense that you would be able to fit smaller ruminants on that habitat. But the key, Vincent, is the oak trees. Because I'll tell you what the cattle do. And other ruminants as well, like bison and elephants and all that sort of thing. I know you're not planning on getting any elephants. But, just in case, the oak trees are the key. They are what provided all of these large ruminants with their winter feed before you had Vincent come through, build a house there, and import nutrients in the form of hay. What they would do is they would go through during the winter, and they would, first of all, they would eat the acorns, and then when the acorns had run out, they would begin to get started, or I think maybe they would get started on the leaves first, the fallen oak leaves. So they'd eat the fallen oak leaves, and then they'd eat the acorns. And that would provide them the nourishment that they would need to get through the winter. And then some of the oak leaves would compost, and that would, of course, improve the soil. But, you know, oak leaves are full of tannin. They don't compost real quick. But they compost a lot quicker if they've been through the gut of a ruminant. And I don't know if you've noticed your cows eating the oak leaves, Vincent. But I think if you sit and watch them for a while, you'll notice they eat the fallen oak leaves. Does that make sense?
Well, they do. And you know what's really interesting about the cows? Class, if you have a natural forest or woods, and you were to have a herd of cows, even a small herd, they'll go through the woods. They like the cool shade from the sun, and as they walk through the woods, they reach up and they will eat everything that is below 5 feet, maybe even 6 feet. They'll reach up. And they'll pull down the branches, the small branches, they'll pull them down and eat the leaves. And they don't like stickers. They don't like, but just by walking through the woods, they end up with their hooves kill the roots of the stickers. They don't like walk through them because they don't like getting stuck any more than we do. But ultimately, the stickers will go to almost zero in your woods. And you will have woods that you can walk through almost unencumbered, except for fallen branches, if you have cows living in the woods. Now, if you don't have them, you won't be able to walk through the woods because the stickers will take over and the small plants will take over and you'll have a thicket that you just can't get through. It'll be almost impenetrable by humans. Now, squirrels can get through it, and rabbits and turtles, but in terms of, you know, two-leggeds, we couldn't get through there very easily. But by having cows, They really clean it up. Now, some people have goats, and if they have a lot of problems with too much growth, that's those stickers and bushes like that, they'll bring goats in, and within 2 years, they won't have any. It'll all be chewed up. So, but goats don't go, they don't reach as tall as cows. Cows, I guess, would be the single best animal to do the job. If you're going to have one, cows would probably be the best, because it's easier to fence in cows than it is to fence in goats. Gwyneth, any comments about that?
Yeah, with regards to fencing in goats, this is a trick I learned from an old friend of mine who had goats, who said you watch the herd of goats and you find out who the leader is. And you can do that quite easily by just watching the herd. And you'll find that the herd of goats will do whatever the leader does. And what you do is you get the goat and you never chop off a goat's horn. Okay? And I've had goats in the past, and I can say that this is true. Goat horns are really handy handles. You can steer even the biggest male goat anywhere you want to go by grabbing its horn and pointing its head in that direction. And it'll go there. Because it hasn't got a choice. It's got to go where the, you know, where the rest of its body has to go where its head is pointed. Okay? So you get the, you catch the goat, and you get something like a dog collar except smaller. So like a collar of leather that you can strap to the goat's hind leg. Okay? And then you have a chain running from that dog collar on its back leg up through to another dog collar that's tied around its horn. And so that the goat cannot lift its head up above normal level. Because when a goat is going to jump, it'll throw its head up and then put its legs up and then jump. Well, you don't want it to throw its head back to that level. You just want it to be able to hold its head at a normal level so that it can look up. And you want it to be able to put its head down so that it can graze. Now, obviously, this will not work in a tangled overgrown brush. Okay, but on a normal paddock where you want to keep the goat confined.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com.
MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. And Gwyneth, one of the things we should probably cover for just a couple of minutes would be chickens. You raise chickens. And why do you raise chickens, Gwyneth?
Because I like eggs.
Yeah, it's one of nature's most complete foods, right?
Yeah, it's great. And the thing is if you eat 4 eggs, that's the nutritional equivalent in every way of eating a steak. 4 eggs. But I'll tell you the difference between eating 4 eggs and eating a steak, and that is you don't have to cut anybody's throat to do it. And I'll butcher an animal. I'm fine with that because, you know, I like having enough, you know, around here I don't have a freezer, so I'll set up a boucan, which is a drying rack, and I'll do my meat that way, and I'll dry it off, and I'll store it in containers of salt. That's how I store my meat. And I figure people did it hundreds of years ago, thousands of years ago. They find some of these boucan stashes sometimes, and the meat's still good hundreds or thousands of years later. But I say, well, they did it back then, I can still do it now. But the difference is that you can have that quantity of nutrition by simply getting those 4 eggs, and every time that I get an egg, I have a little cup of water, and I put the egg into the water, and if it sinks, it's good. If it floats, it can go in a separate basket and get cracked into another lot and get fed to the dogs, because they don't mind eating rotten eggs at all, but I don't like them, as is understandable. And sometimes they get left too long. But anyway, I check every egg before I fry it and or boil it or whatever I do with it. And You can cook four eggs. I often cook six eggs, actually, at a time. And it's a meal. It really, really is. When you go out in the garden and you collect some herbs, like, for instance, mint and kale are my favorites at the moment for putting in with the eggs. And you get a handful of those and you chop it up with the eggs, six eggs in a fry pan. And there's a meal with a piece of bread or a few pieces of bread. And that's a complete meal. And you do not want to eat anything else after eating that. It fills you up. And you have not, you know, it can be prepared within 10, 15 minutes at the most. And, you know, you're eating. And sometimes at the end of a big day, I don't want to cook a big meal. That's the last thing I want to do. Like, for instance, today, I got a lot of rubbish out of the house. I took it up to a swale. I put it at the bottom of the swale. And my son Theo had a lot of, you know, old clothes here. Most of them weren't any good anymore because they were from when he was growing up. And so I took those up and I put them on top of the rubbish, and I'm going to put some manure on top of the clothes, the plastic waste I'm talking about. So nothing that would be poisonous for the groundwater. But I'm going to make a garden bed there out of this ditch that I dug on contour a while back. And the neighbour actually came across and said to me, hey, you know, our water is running off of our driveway and it's eating our driveway and we can't get in or out because, you know, we've got to negotiate the Grand Canyon. They said, can we put the water onto your land? And I said, yeah, sure. I'm not going to turn down water. And they live uphill from me. But I had to dig this swale, this trench on contour, to hold the water, to stop it from just running off and making a Grand Canyon on my paddock. Anyway, I dug the swale a while ago. Anyway, a long story short, by the time I'd finished that, I didn't want to do anything because I'd been carting rubbish and I'd been carting clothes all afternoon. And it's not finished. And I'll be carting horse manure and filling it up. I won't want to do anything else other than just, you know, sit down and have a cup of tea, have something quick to eat and then go to sleep. After I've been doing that sort of work, because it's pretty hard work. It's just pulling, 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 pulling. And these carts might weigh, you know, 30 or 40 kilograms by the time they're filled up. And I'm pulling them across fields and up and down and, you know, through, you know, horse divots that are being trodden into the ground and all this sort of thing. Yeah, it's like not in top four-wheel drive country out there sometimes.
You know, it sounds like work. it sounds just
meal.
Like work. We come back. I'd like to share with the class what I do for dog food with chicken eggs and chicken feed and what chickens eat. And really, you need them, class. You really need to raise some chickens.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.